Our reading for today is from 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, verses 1 through 18. Therefore, having this ministry by the mercy of God, we do not lose heart, but we have renounced disgraceful, underhanded ways. We refuse to practice cunning or to tamper with God's word, but by the open statement of the truth we would commend ourselves to everyone's conscience in the sight of God. And even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled only to those who are perishing. In their case, the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelievers to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. For what we proclaim is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, with ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who said, "Let light shine out of the darkness," has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that the surpassing power belongs to God and not to us. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not driven to despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus might also be manifested in our bodies. For we who live are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake, so that the life of Jesus also may be manifest in our mortal flesh. So death is at work in us, but life in you. Since we have the same spirit of faith according to what has been written, "I believed, and so I spoke," we also believe, and so we speak, knowing that he who raised the Lord Jesus will raise us also with Jesus and bring us with you into his presence. For it is all for your sake, so that grace extends to more and more people, it may increase thanksgiving to the glory of God. So we do not lose heart. Though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day. For this light, momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison, as we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's word today, we welcome Pastor Kenneth Boudreaux, Trinity Lutheran Church, Meriden, Missouri.
Grace and peace to you in Jesus' name. Not many of us could claim to even have been half so committed to the cause as Paul himself, and so any more deserving of respect and honor than he. But don't you think Paul, in his struggles with the Corinthians, was ever tempted to think like this? "It wouldn't be so hard making the trip over here if you'd show me a little appreciation once in a while. I'd love to help out at church more often if they just knew how to give a little recognition. I'd share more about Jesus with people if I knew it wasn't going to cause me so much more grief. Why is it so difficult even to try to be nice to some people?" That is just the way the world and Satan would have us view the work God lays out for us, the design he has prepared for us. Besides that, fewer things are more highly prized in our relationships to one another than love and respect. We expect such things from each other, and especially in the gathering of Christians. But it becomes that much harder to do, especially when you feel you've been wronged or even embarrassed in front of people because of having messed up so badly at times. Having confronted some heavy issues as well as some heavy hitters in the Corinthian congregation, Paul had tried to spare the Corinthians some grief, but still wasn't one to shy away from a little pain and hassle himself when push came to shove. So when he finally was able to communicate with the people he loved again, he wrote, "Since we have the same spirit of faith according to what has been written, 'I believed, and so I spoke,' we also believe, and so we also speak, knowing that he who raised the Lord Jesus will raise us also with Jesus and bring us with you into his presence." Paul reminded the people that there was something greater at stake than even the relationship Paul had with God's beloved but challenging Corinthians. It was their relationship with Jesus and the life he had won for them. God had greater plans not only for Paul, but for the Corinthians also. Forgiveness was given in Jesus Christ. Insults, mistakes, hurts, and behavioral flaws, even real hard sin, were not overcoming God's good grace toward them who believed, because Jesus had died and risen for them. Indeed, he was everything to them. That's why Paul can't help but put this vision out there for all of us to hear and capture for ourselves. We have this treasure in jars of clay to show that the surpassing power belongs to God and not to us. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not driven to despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our bodies. For we who live are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake, so that the life of Jesus may be manifested in our mortal flesh. So, death is at work in us, but life in you. Even though we are weak and our stuff is pretty inferior, he, on the other hand, is not just premium quality, but original and unadulterated and undefeated. He is risen and he lives in you. There is more than enough brittleness and faults and fragility and cracks in the ordinary material of his people that God uses in building his church. But this is exactly what he remains prepared to use. He is our Father and Creator, and we have his Son as Lord and Savior. For what we proclaim is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, with ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Amen.
We thank Pastor Kenneth Boudreau for today's meditation on God's Word.